after nearly a year of not doing any trad. I just got back from my first trad trip of the year. We just went to the Gunks on Wednesday, yesterday. It's 90 degrees and sunny, so it was really hot. I brought two of our interns from Cornell, Zach and Karen. Karen did a lot of climbing at Cornell, and he's been climbing pretty strong in the gym. And Zach's been in the climbing gym a couple times, but he was still able to handle it. So we were able to start real early Wednesday, about 10 after 7 in the morning, we actually started climbing, so we were up early. We started with Frog's Head, which is classic 6-minus. This was, I think, the third time I've climbed it. Still didn't get old, though. First pitch started off with a nice crack to bulge at maybe 25 feet where the crux is. The crux isn't that bad. I guess it's a little awkward because the feet are, you got to get them pretty high. Then I think really there's another crux up higher on that first pitch where it's some thin face moves. Protection's pretty good though the whole way up. And Karen cruised up it. Zach had some trouble with that first crux, but eventually he got through that. Then the second pitch, was beautiful and nice and steep. And these guys, I thought they were going to be a little nervous up that high, but they rocked right through it. And we have a new camera that's able to take some videos, so we have some videos, which are pretty cool. We wrapped down. We just did it in one wrap because we had two ropes. And that was Zach's first time rappelling. That was probably the least nervous I've ever seen someone rappelling, so that's good. Then we went over to Jackie, which is a 5-5 that I've climbed, I don't know how many times, probably at least 6 times. It's got like 3 little bulges or roofs in the first pitch. It's a real nice climb. Protection is good. And the third roof is the biggest, but I would say it's probably, it's pretty easy, but the holds are just huge and nice. And then these guys, rocked right up it, had no problems with that. Second pitch, we climbed the second pitch of Classic, which is what most people do anyway when they climb Jackie. That's just 5-4. Nothing like really incredible about it, but it's just a nice corner, that's just nice, fun, stemming, good protection. You can just plug in cams, anything from pretty much your number one, your number four just fits right up that, which is sweet. Then by that time we were exhausted because we were just sweating, every jug we grabbed just had a pile of sweat in it from our hands. So we finished up on Belly Roll, which is a 5-4. They give it 3 stars. I don't think it's a 3-star climb at all, but it's kind of funny, I guess, because you got to roll into the wide chimney there. It's kind of awkward. I got a video of it. I did that in one pitch, one long pitch, which is what I usually do when I climb that. I don't know what it is, maybe 140 feet, I guess. But I was exhausted by that point. So once I was up, almost finished, I was on the second pitch. I was so tired, I had to yell take on this crappy pin. I don't know how old and rusty this thing was, and I had a screamer on it. But thankfully, it can hold body weight, which was fantastic, because if it didn't, I definitely would have decked on the ledge. It was probably maybe 10 feet below me. That would have been not fun. And these guys worked their way up it, too. They were all tired as well. Then I guess we got done climbing maybe 5 o'clock, and then we hit up the swimming hole, which was freezing. Then my hero, as always, got home around midnight.